Class 3, Subject Science, Chapter 9, Topic Air and Water. Good morning, children. Today we will learn about air and water. In this chapter, we will learn how water can be changed from one state to another. The process of evaporation and condensation and water cycle. Every living thing needs air to breathe and water to drink. All living things cannot live without air and water. The earth is surrounded by a layer of air called atmosphere. Above the atmosphere is the space. And here in space there is no air. So it is very difficult for living beings to breathe in air. Air contains many gases. For example, oxygen is one which is very useful to us. Oxygen helps us in many ways, like to burn food in the body, to provide energy, to perform work. We cannot see air, but we can feel it. Moving on to water. We all know water is said to be the lifesaver. Without water, we cannot survive. It is a wonderful gift given to us by nature. Water is present in all the things we eat, like fruits and vegetables. We can feel, taste, drink water. Water is of three forms, that is, ice, water, and water vapors. What is ice? Well, in cold countries, the snow from the mountain melts. The water of the oceans, the rivers and the lakes gets frozen and turns into ice. We can see, feel and crush ice. Ice is solid and has a proper shape. It is lighter than water and floats in water. Example, stick ice cream, it is solid ice. Water is a liquid that you all know. You drink water and juice, that is in liquid form. It has no shape. It takes the shape of the container in which it is kept. The sea is a big storehouse of water. Water vapor or steam. Water vapor is a gas. It has no fixed shape and we cannot see water vapor in the air. For example, when you dry your wet clothes out to dry, the water from the clothes goes into the air as water vapor. The heat of the sun takes up all the water from the clothes to form water vapor. When the sun shines brightly and heats up the water goes into the air from the surface of the lakes, the seas, oceans, rivers, and other water bodies. Now you know water can change into water vapor by heating water. Example, place a pan of water on the gas. Let it dry. You will find the water has evaporated. On the other hand, water can be changed into ice by cooling the water. Example, if we put liquid water in the freezer of a fridge, we will find the water has changed into ice. The change of water into water vapors is called evaporation, and the change of water vapors into liquid is called condensation. Example, you pour cold water in a glass, you will find droplets of water around the glass. Rain gauge. When it rains, there is a device which is used to find out the amount of rainfall that has fallen in a place. This device is called a rain gauge. The device should always be placed in the open space to measure rainfall accurately. With this, we come to the end of discussing the 9th chapter in science.